I'm Javin, and I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
This is The Arts Show, CJSF 90.1 FM.
Yes. This is me, Jeb Gradowski, your host, as always, here on CJSF 90.1 FM, here in sunny Burnaby, BC, British Columbia, Burnaby Mountain. Oh, what a beautiful day. And I just really need to stretch, big stretch. Can we do all a big stretch? One, two, three. Big stretch. All right. So now that we're all stretched out, take a big deep breath. I feel a little better. Anyways, we have another fantastic show ahead of us. Lots of cool music to explore from Fine Fair Fantastic City of some events happening in the Fine Fair Fantastic City of Soka, Vancouver, and beyond, specifically New Westminster. And again, if you know of any shows happening out there in the Tri-Cities or beyond or North Van or whatever, tell me about it. Hit me up on my Instagram. That's moose.masta, M-O-O-S-E period M-A-S-T-A, Moose Master. That's me. Drop me a line, say what's up, and yeah. So cool. And as always, this broadcast is flying over and through the land of the Musqueam, the Squamish, the Tsleil-Waututh, and the Kwikwetlem people. So keep that in mind as we are here. So with that in mind, we're going to take a few minutes to do a thing or two, and then we'll be back with more here on CJSF 9.1 FM.
Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is a place to be. Featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee, Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
It's back to school season. If you have unused tech in your home or office, consider donating it to BC Technology for Learning Society so schools, nonprofit organizations, and low-income individuals can have better access to technology. Donating is safe, easy, and helps people in your community. If you want to donate or to request refurbished equipment, you can learn more at reusetechbc.ca.
Mondays at 10 p.m. on 90.1 FM CJSF Brazil.
Feel so jittery. I don't know. Maybe I need to eat more. My breakfast every day is always the same thing. Whatever protein I have right now, I have a bunch of beef that I got from work, from my lovely chefs, from the bits of Carpaccio cuts that they can't cut down anymore, so they give it to me. And it's awesome. Two eggs, onions, peppers, any other vegetables, tofu, salt. That's my breakfast every single day, because I just need to get something in there. I have a cursed metabolism. It's too fast. Too fast. You know how hard it is for me to build mass if I was to go to the gym? So nuts. Tofu, yeah. Love me some tofu. Shout out to Sunrise Tofu. Shout out to Sunrise Market. Best place in town for cheap veggies. We all love Sunrise. Yeah. Tofu is just full. I'm just there for the protein. Just there for the protein. Like, half a block is, like, you know, like, it's about the size of a, you know, a bill, you know? About 14 grams for half a block of tofu. And it's a very versatile food. Nicole, if you're listening, our lovely spoken word coordinator. I know I've been putting it off, and I should be coordinating with you, but my life is very busy. I do want to do that cooking show with you. I really do. But life is a little hectic right now. Radio cooking show. We want to do it. Are you a cook, amateur, professional? Do you want to do it on the radio? Please come talk to us. Come meet us at the radio station. Let's talk about cooking on the radio. It's not quite cooking with Jan. Shout out to the Walkmaster, Jan. That was the stuff, man. Primo Canadian television. But yeah, now I just want ginger beef. Which is, ginger beef is, you know, a lovely Western Chinese food made in fabulous Calgary, the home of ginger beef. Love me some ginger beef. The right kind of crispy, chewy. Anyways, this is not the cooking show. This is the art show. We're talking about concerts. Let's get you into it. Let's get in there. So Sam Roberts Band is in town tonight. Fantastic 20th anniversary tour of Chemical City. Fantastic album. You know, cornerstone of, you know, music 20 years ago. 2006. Yeah, that's when I was starting to get into radio. I would listen late at night on CBC2 when they syndicated Radio 3. And they would play stuff like this. And, yeah, Sam Roberts Band. I mean, of course, yeah, you heard, you know, what was it? Ellen? What was it? What were some of those big Sam Roberts hits? Those are fun times. Anyways, he's playing at the Commodore Ballroom tonight, Thursday night. Yeah, should be a really fun time. So you see a lot of millennials in the crowd there. We're going to have a good time. I'm not going because I have to go model tonight. But hey, not that I was really planning to go anyways. But hey, Sam Roberts, that's really cool. Also in the mix on the smaller side of things here. Yep, shout out to the ginger beef enjoyers out there. What's up? Teflon Spine is doing a thing at the Red Gate, another evening of sound art. You could call it music. Yeah, Flesh Horror, Fide, Schnoodlebug. Fantastic musician. Love Schnoodlebug. Yo, shout out Schnoodlebug if you're listening. And Sora, not the the AI software, which has died. I don't know how much tickets are for the show, but Chemical City by Sam Roberts. I don't know. I'm going to guess probably like about 60, 80 bucks for a show at Sam Roberts tonight. I don't know. Shout out to the scalpers. Yo, shout out to Brandon, who gave me tickets to the Flaming Lips like 2 years ago for free. Anyways, back on track here. Over at the Heatley, we have Talese Mabels. Fables, Talese doing the thing with some nice musicians over with Mabel's Fables over at the Heatley tonight, Thursday night. So yeah, we're gonna hear some nice bit of bluegrass, some banjo doing in the next cut here. So that should be really nice. That's at the Heatley tonight. Doors, get there at 8. You'll be on time for something. It's really nice. Love me the Heatley. The last thing I have to talk about for Thursday is over at Green Auto, 1822 Pandora Street in the alley. Whack is playing with Lula. I don't know how to do the umlaut over the A-O sound. I don't know what that... I took one German class in college 16 years ago. That's too long ago. I was thinking about learning German the other day. I was like, it's a pretty easy language once you get the hang of it. More languages, more better. I wish I got into etymology when I was a kid. I wish I could tell myself that. I was telling myself that the other day. Yeah, I wish I could tell myself to get into language studies. But I suppose it's never too late. It's never too late to learn things. Anyways, Bendre the Giant is doing the thing alongside them. They're coming in from Portland. So, yeah, we're going to hear some music from them in the next, because I got to hear what Bendre the Giant sounds like. Okay. I think we're going to start off pretty mellow. I think we're going to go start off hard here. We're going to start off with some music from Schnoodlebug. This is from his Arena EP from 2021. This is the titular track, Arena. It's pretty banging, so get your bleeps and bloops moving. Let's go. Oh, hell yeah. The summer rips. Andre the Giant with their track, I Probably Shouldn't Be Here.
Dig a grave for me. I'm a little dramatic, switching lanes. but not automatic. Asleep at the wheel, feeling problematic. Keep breaking skin so the wound never heals. Pull me away like a chemical pill. I probably shouldn't be here. You probably shouldn't be here. We probably shouldn't.
Appalachian sound. Going through the whole wide world, going through the Lord. Hello. Welcome back, dear listener. You just heard Taliz with Bowling Green here on CJSF 90.1 FM. A bit of bluegrassy, little plucking, strumming, and humming music there for you. Yeah, catch that over at the Heatley tonight, Thursday night, with Mabel's Fables as well. Yeah, it's a bit of that stuff there. Before that, you heard I Probably Shouldn't Be Here by Bendre the Giant off their Hollow Heads EP, record. And they're playing over at Green Auto tonight, Thursday night, the 16th. Time's going so fast. It's already mid-April. Goodness gracious. They're playing, with Wack and Lola as well. And at the top of that set, you heard some music. Who was that? That was Schnoodlebug. That was Arena starting off the show. Pretty amazingly. I love that song. It's so invigorating. So hopefully you enjoyed that too. And it got you moving and grooving and bopping around. My belt's on too tight. It's chafing. Anyways, enough about my belt. Let's tell you about some more music happening out here for you. Let's move on to Friday here. Over at the Red Gate, we have Ghost Teeth with Half Dead, Smashed Glass, and Taxa, who I haven't seen on a bill in a long time. So shout out to the guys in Taxa coming back from their little break. We'll hear some music from Ghost Teeth in the next little bit here. That's some kind of lo-fi punk sound. They're coming in from Seattle, Washington. There's another band from Vancouver, Washington, the other Vancouver, coming in as well, but I'll tell you about that later. Yep, we're going to hear a fun little song from them called You're My Snuggle Butt. they've been kind of dormant for a while too, these guys, Ghost Teeth. So at least in the recording sense, I don't know what they've been up to in their local town of Seattle. Go Mariners. Yo, I heard some talk of them. There's some talk of like Vancouver wanting to get like a professional baseball team, get some of that MLB jackpot money. I don't know about that, bud. I don't think we need a baseball team right now. I'm down. We can just go see the Vancouver Canadians play baseball. You know, go eat a hot dog. Shout out to the Vancouver Golden Eyes, the Women's Hockey League. I'm going to go see a game with my buddy Christopher. Shout out Christopher. Doing Nine Inch Nails at karaoke last night. Dude was spot on singing that stuff. So we're going to go see the goal. We're going to go see them. It's going to be fun. I haven't been to a hockey game in a while. I'm really annoyed that the Vancouver Giants play in Langley, because as you can imagine, that is the Vancouver Giants aren't in Vancouver, they're in Langley. I don't have the means to get out to Langley just for a hockey game. The Vancouver Golden Eyes are playing at Pacific Coliseum, so that's great. I'm stoked for that. Where was I? Ghost Teeth, Half Dead, Smash Glass, Taxa. In the mix at Red Gate Friday night as well. Green Auto doing there. We have Often Wrong, Chronic Fatigue, Infidelity, and Cascade doing their thing as well. And on the other side of the fence, you have Ghost Hands, Spencer Joe Band, featuring as well Danny Boy, Kel, and Joe Abbott and the Flying Jays. Pretty busy night over there as well. Scooting down the road over to Heatley, we have Madeline Reed, Dominique Adams, and Jacob, good name, Bradovsky, as well, in the mix as well. So we'll check out something from there, I'm sure, as well. We're going to hear some music from Madeline Reed. It's a cool album that came out a couple years ago that I'm stoked to play again. So we hear that in the next cut. Back in the downtown east side as well, Atlanta Lewis, we have the Campfire Shit Kickers playing with Strathcona, the Whippersnappers, and the Swill Merchants as well. Pretty cool. What else I got? Over at Bullies in New West, 67th 6th Street, you have Modern Angel with Malcy, which, if I'm remembering correctly, is it? Yeah, this is one of the guys that plays with the Aubreys, which is Finn Wolfhard's band. So don't expect to see Finn Wolfhard there, but you know, it's a pretty good show. We had him at the Red Gate a while back, and it was a pretty good time. And yeah, that's a slice of your Friday. Where should we start, musically speaking at least?
Okay, well, I'm gonna start off with some music from Madeline Reed, since where we start with some country. We're gonna start again with some country. This is Concrete Country with the album with the same name by Madeline Reed. See him at the Heatley Friday night.
In concrete country, the people run wild, belly of a beast, eyes like a child. The skyline's grinning silhouette, choose as much as